good news for a lot of folks. The rain and cooler temperatures also helped firefighters who are battling the ongoing wildfires in north central and eastern Washington. While most of those fires are still burning, the weather did help firefighters who are working to contain the blazes. The largest, the Okanagan Complex Fire, still covers more than 300,000 acres.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Remember that, Smokey the Bear? Officials created him back in the 1940s to warn Americans about the danger of wildfires. At the time, the Forest Service had a 10 a.m. rule. All fires had to be out by 10 a.m. the next day. Total fire suppression. But since then, the science and culture of firefighting have evolved, and today, most wildlife policy experts say wildfires are sometimes a good thing. So what does that mean for Smokey?
I would retire Smokey. Give him a gold shovel, a hearty handshake, and the thanks of a grateful nation, and let him trundle off to a cabin in the woods, and then turn over the future to his two cubs. And they can do the two things we need, which is to fight fire and to light fire.
That's Stephen Pine. He's a former firefighter and author of the upcoming book Between Two Fires, A Fire History of Contemporary America. Pine told David Hyde why wildfires aren't really all that bad.
There are good fires and bad fires, and we need to promote good fires. And one way to promote that is to light them under proper conditions. And then there are bad fires, and we need to stop those damages, so we need to be able to fight those.
What exactly is a good fire?
Good fire is one that promotes the ecological health and economic well-being of the landscape. I mean, as soon as there were plants on land, they burn. So fire has always been a part of the system in one pattern or another. And the recognition was that taking fire out of those systems is unhinging them. But it also means that the stuff that would have been sort of flushed out routinely by fire simply stockpiles.
And when is it possible to feel like you're confident that you could go ahead and light a good fire?
Well, we have pretty good records of what these different forests were adapted to, what kind of fire pattern made sense, and we can replicate that. We can reintroduce fire under similar conditions. So if they're used to lots of surface burns, we don't want to introduce a fire that's going to blow through the crowns, because that's not a good fire. That species.
It just doesn't sound safe to me. Why would I have any incentive to do that?
Well, because you're going to get slammed with ever worse fires if you don't. And the question is the system as a whole willing to reward people for taking those gambles and say, we're better off trying to get it now because the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get?
Is the system willing to reward people right now?
Right now, no. Nobody gets criticized for putting out a fire or trying. And we fail. I mean, we lose 2-3% of our initial attacks anyway, but those aren't considered failures. They're just, okay, the fire was too difficult, it got away from you. But we have 2-3%, say, of prescribed fires escape, and that can be career-ending events.
What would it take for that to change?
I think you would have to have a clearer direction from Congress. And there are some bills in Congress now that would help to promote some of these changes. And I think probably a change of generation, and I mean that literally. The default setting is still suppression. And I think what we're going to see in the West is more of this hybrid, that they're going to back off and let fires that have started, they didn't start it, so they're not legally liable, give these fires a little more room.
So should we have a different attitude in the press and in the public when we look at these wildfires burning right now in eastern Washington and say it's not just all danger and it's just all scary, that there's actually something beneficial there? Does a cultural shift need to take place?
Yeah, I think so, because right now the media's only templates are fire is a disaster or fire is a battlefield, or the two in combination. And if you've got a community that's threatened by flames, that's a pretty good template. That makes sense. But the larger story is not how many million acres we've got burning by wildfires. The real story is how many million, tens of millions of acres we don't have burning under controlled or prescribed or managed fire. I mean, most people look at forest fires, they live in cities or suburbs, and they don't really have daily contact with fire. It's not a part of everyday life. In a city, every fire you put out is a problem solved. But in a wildland, every fire put out is a problem put off, and it's just going to come back.
Stephen Pine is a former firefighter and author of the upcoming book, Between Two Fires, A Fire History of Contemporary America. He spoke with David Hyde.